Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It is a beautiful day as I come to you here from Castaic, California, looking out my window and just thanking the Lord for another beautiful day. I hope that you're blessed wherever you are, if your day's beginning or if your day's ending, that you are sure to give thanks to the Father, praise Him for His goodness and His grace. Even if things aren't going great in your life, there's certainly a lot to thank the Lord for how good He is, how wonderful He's been to us. I hope you'll take some time to do that today. I'm in Ephesians chapter 6. I'm in the 9th verse, closing out a segment in which Paul has been dealing with bondservants and their masters, and now we'll deal with the master towards the bondservant, and we're probably going to learn something about the heart of the Apostle Paul in verse 9. Listen carefully. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. Now, of course, this is an instruction to those who are masters. Let's not try to turn it too modern by calling it employer and employee, because it was a little more than that in that time frame within that context. But this was totally opposite to the way they thought that a master should in any way think about how he treats those who are in his service. You didn't have to stop and think about how you treated them. How you treated them was how you treated them. That shouldn't come underneath some guise of spiritualism. Well, Paul has introduced the concept that Christ so changes a man's life that even the master will start to treat his servant and his slave differently. Now, don't get trapped in thinking, well, if he would really listen to the Spirit, he'd let his slaves go. As we explained a few days ago, the culture of slavery was different in the New Testament than what we in America understand the slavery of culture to be. Most of what we're talking about in regards to slavery were people who had placed themselves into some form of servitude in order to either pay off debts or to survive in an economy where it was difficult to survive on your own if you were unskilled or uneducated. And so many people entered into some form of servanthood or slavery, so to speak. And so Paul deals with the issue. Why I said a couple of minutes ago that I think today's verse will give us some insight into the Apostle Paul is found in the middle of the verse. Let's read the whole thing. I'll emphasize the middle. And you, masters, do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven and there's no partiality with him. That phrase, your own master, very unusual for Paul. It doesn't often refer to God as master, but when he's talking to earthly masters, he uses it as a way to explain to them what he means. The Greek rendering of this phrase, knowing that your own master is in heaven, is closer to he who is both their master and your master is in heaven. So he's reminding the masters that the Lord is not only their leader, but He's the leader of that servant that they're bossing around. But you caught my emphasis on the phrase, giving up threatening. And there's the insight, I think, into the Apostle Paul, that he encourages masters to stop threatening their servants, realizing that they both have a master in heaven. I think that Paul is telling the masters why they should give up threatening, not because they are underneath some threat themselves, but because in light of their master, maybe they should have a different approach. I want to spend tomorrow's podcast talking about what ministry might look like if we got rid of threatening. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.